My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
The only good things are going to happen here today.
This Is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to another This Is Us review show here on Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking about this week's episode of This Is Us, the Pilgrimerick episode, aka Thanksgiving, in the Pearson household. Loved this episode, of course, lots of tense moments, as Thanksgiving usually brings for people. So let's just kind of jump into it. I really love the flashbacks in this episode. I know I keep saying that. I know it's probably annoying, but I can't help it. I love the show so much. But I love the interactions with the kids, and I love the fact that they brought up that Rebecca and her parents don't get along, because while I don't connect in the aspect of parents, I definitely understand what it feels like to have to go to those Thanksgiving get-togethers with like family that you like don't really know, and sometimes you don't get along with. So I get it 100%. So I love that they did that, and the kids totally called her out on it, which was iconic. Loved it. But of course, Jack, being the amazing person that he is, he starts some new traditions, and they have like an interesting little Thanksgiving at a crappy little hotel, and Pilgrim Rick is there, and it's so adorable. And I love how they kind of interlaid the flashback scenes with present day scenes, so we can see the traditions being made in the past and how they are still being upheld in the present day. I love how excited that Randall gets for Thanksgiving. It just like makes me excited, just to see him running around the house and getting so happy. It's so adorable. I love Randall. But Randall actually does have a tough time in the episode. He decides to go back to William's place to pick up some tapes for William, because that's William's, you know, Thanksgiving tradition, is to watch those tapes. And like he explains to his wife, this may be his last Thanksgiving, so he wants to make it a good one. Randall is just such an amazing person. I love it. But while he's there, he discovers a letter and a photo of himself as a child sent to William from Rebecca. Total heartbreaking moment there when he confronts his mom at the dinner table, which was, wow, super intense, super great acting. And I can't wait to see the fallout of it, because honestly, I've mentioned before that I'm not 100% sure how I feel about Rebecca. I want to like her, but I still have these feelings of resentment for keeping those things from Randall. So I don't know, I'm excited to see her have to face that now. Because even as, you know, Beth greets her when she's coming in the door, Beth like confronts her and says, hey, you have to tell him. And Rebecca is still trying to make excuses, like, oh yeah, I'll tell him eventually. Like, no, you need to face the facts that you did this to your son his entire life. I'm assuming that Jack didn't know, because that's just what has been implied throughout the scenes, but I just think it's really crappy of Rebecca to not tell her son this. And I mean, I get it to an extent, but come on, this is a little extreme. So I'm actually really glad that she's gonna have to face that fact. Still don't like her and Miguel, because Jack is just so amazing. Maybe that's me not giving a fair chance to Miguel, but like I said, I just feel like that violates the bro code in so many ways. But yeah, I just don't like Miguel. But Kevin actually decides to be a little bit nice to Miguel, and I am like standing for Kevin right now, because the way that he was like trashing Miguel, like slightly, like low-key shade was being thrown, and I loved it. Thank you, Kevin, for that. It was truly iconic. But Kevin also invites his lady friend from the theater to Thanksgiving, and you can see that she's very resistant to, you know, fall into that. I don't want to say trap, because he's not trying to trap her, but you know what I mean. Like, she's very hesitant to let herself become open to him. And she has a talk with William, and wow, William just really knows how to make me near tears. His speech about living in the moment and, you know, never taking life for granted, because someday you're going to be old and regret the things that you didn't do. That was just amazing, and I loved it. And of course, She responds by going in and kissing Kevin, which I love, 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 because I really appreciate that Kevin is, like, actively pursuing her. Like, they already slept together, so if he didn't actually care about her, then he would just be over it. But you can see that he definitely has feelings for her. Whether that will result in a grand epic romance, of course, who's to tell? I mean, it's only been a few episodes, but definitely loving where they're taking it. Speaking of realizing that life is short, Kate decides to go to Thanksgiving dinner without Toby because Toby is making her weak. And I get this, I really do, because losing weight is such a challenge, especially for certain people. They don't lose weight as rapidly as others. So I get that Kate is very frustrated and she needs those positive influences in her life right now. So I do get it. But she has a scare on the plane. Of course, there's some bad turbulence, and she enters in Thanksgiving saying, "Hey, I'm gonna get gastric bypass," and poor thing doesn't realize that the whole world just blew up at the Thanksgiving dinner table because of Randall's revelation about Rebecca and William. But I'm definitely excited to see the fallout. Like I mentioned, this is actually the first time in the present day that all three Pearson siblings are gonna be together, so I'm excited for it. I'm excited. The promo looks very interesting. I am wondering where they're taking this whole Jack thing that they seem to be showing in the promo, because, I mean, they've told us that he's dead in the present day, so I'm assuming that it's going to be, like, a conscious type of thing. I don't know, but we shall see, I guess. But another fantastic episode from This Is Us. This show is just so amazing. I'm loving it. But thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check out more from us, you can go to thevro.com. You can also check us out on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, and we are at thevro on Twitter. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and catch you next week for another recap from This Is Us. Goodbye.